Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman, where you'll learn to awaken your divine intuition and open your human heart. Sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and learn. Here's Sarah.
Hey everybody, and welcome to Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman. That would be me, your host, Sarah Wiseman. And today we are back with Free Readings Tuesday. And the number to call in is 844-390-8255. That's 844-390-8255. 8255 for Free Readings Tuesday. And there's some random occurrence that isn't so random, or something that you want to look into, or something you think you know where things are heading and you want to kind of get checked in on the vibe. That's what Free Readings Tuesday is for. It's also for those of you who are in the practice of spiritual intuition. Maybe you're working on your clairvoyance, you're working on your clairaudience, or you're working on any of the clairs, and or maybe you're dealing with the departed, or you're heading spontaneously into past lives and so forth. And so this is a great place to ask questions. How does this work? How does that work? And I can't promise you I'm going to have every answer, but I'm going to have a lot of answers because I've been doing this a long time, and I know a lot of you guys out there have been doing this a long time too. So we want to compare notes, create more understanding for more people of this this field or this study that we're doing of spiritual intuition. When we think about the idea of the rational world, the linear world, the scientific world, the business world, the financial world, and or even nowadays, the social media world, all those worlds are telling us a story that isn't really true. It's like this story we've all grabbed onto without taking a moment to think about, you know, is this real or is this true, or maybe it was true 100 years ago or 20 years ago, but is it true now? And so this idea of letting go of the story and instead focusing on what we are receiving as souls who are part of collective soul. Like, what are we, take the story away and what is there? We're talking a little bit about this today, this idea of how can we stop thought looping? And it's kind of the same thing. Thought looping is this process. There might be other words for this. That's what I use. It's like those of you guys who remember record players way, way back, or more recently as a retro find. When you had the record player, the record was this disc with grooves around it. And as you drop the needle on the record, the needle would play, the disc would go around, and the needle would go around the groove, and then subsequently around the next groove and the next groove. And so the record, unless you had a big scratch in it, was the same every single time. And so this is what happens to us when we do thought looping. It's like we put the record, the needle on the record, and then we just play that groove. Okay, and then so what would happen in times past where maybe you didn't have that many records? Records were expensive. It wasn't customary necessarily to have these giant collections. Or even if you had a giant collection of records, chances are good that you would just play a couple of your favorite records most of the time. I know so long ago, my parents had these stackable record players, terrible for the records, but you'd stack up five records and then you put your favorite five records on, and then one record would drop down and that would play, and then the next and that would play. And so again, even if you had these vast collection of records, chances are good you're only playing your favorite ones. So this is what happens with thought looping. In thought looping, you're just playing the same old record. Wow, I'm so familiar with this one. I know everything about this one. I know this one by heart. I know all the lyrics. And so pretty soon you're tracking on just this one groove and you forget, wow, I have, you know, 200 more records available, or 300 more records, or four more records. You're always just playing the same groove. And so what we want to do is kind of recognize what records we're playing. And so maybe you've got the record about, maybe you've got this record about, you know, your ex, or maybe you've got this record about, your finances, or maybe you've got this record about your body or whatever. Maybe you've got this record that takes you into the past, into this land of regrets and so forth. Or maybe you've got these records that take you into the future, like, if only this, if only that, if only I could do this. And so we want to just start recognizing what are the things you're thinking about with your mind. What are the things you're thinking about? And are you always grooving on the same things? And is it possible you're thought looping? Is it possible that these things that you're continually thinking about are just repeats? Here we go again. The ex, the body, I can't remember all the things I said, but the ex, the body, the finances, the past, the future. Is it possible that we're just thought looping and we're not getting anywhere? That's the thing. We're not getting anywhere because we're continually going on the same thought loop. So if you find yourself stuck in a thought loop, what is really the best way to deal with this is, so say you're always thinking about your finances. Okay, my finances, oh no, everything's, finances. What you can do is just recognize, okay, the thought loop is happening. And then you can just go into your body and ask just to have it released, just to release the thought loop. And maybe you'll find yourself immediately heading into another thought loop, the one right next door to it, or the one that's already stacked up, and that's okay. At least for a moment, you were able to shift out of that particular thought loop, at least for a moment. And as you begin this practice of recognizing what your mind is continuing to loop on, you can start to move out of those loops. So then where do you find yourself? What are you even thinking about if you don't have your thought loops, if you don't have your loops of the favorites? Then you begin to enter into this place where you are just being with what is. Your thoughts aren't really in charge of your experience. Your soul self, or your body soul, or your expansion into everything else, that becomes your primary experience. And so instead of, I'm not pointing to my crown, I'm pointing to my head, instead of being ruled by these five or six records you keep playing, these five or six thought loops, you're expanding into what is. And maybe the what is not, you know, what you were thinking about. Like right now I'm in my what is, I'm in my office, just kind of taking it in. And the thought loops of other things disappear. And I don't know that there's anything particularly important in my just beingness in this space doing this. It's kind of like a trance, this trance of being. So we're talking about a lot of different things, but anyway, this idea of thought looping, and when you sense it happening, see if you can shift and just notice that it is possible to get out of that same old groove. Alrighty, so I am Sarah Wiseman. Today is Free Readings Tuesday, 844-390-8255. 844-390-8255. And it looks like we have Gina on the line. Gina, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Sarah.
Yes, thank you. Nice to have you here. What can I help you out with today?
I may be thought looping, most appropriately.
Yeah.
I am 79. I'm in good health. But I'm thinking about my future and where I need to be, where I have the physical and emotional support that I may need in my old age. And I live, I have two sons. Neither one of them are terribly attentive. And I have a niece who is, and she's, I love her dearly, and I know she loves me. And she lives in, Tacoma, Washington. I live in Southern California. I like the weather in California near my younger son, but I keep thinking I should move close to my niece. And I just, yeah, I just keep going around in circles.
So it's kind of like you want this guarantee that you're going to be cared for. And yet you also want this guarantee of this luscious, usually luscious, warmer weather that's so that's such a pleasing experience. Because Tacoma, I don't know, have you lived up there before?
No, I haven't.
It's, I grew up in Seattle, so, you know, may not be exactly the same now, but it's kind of gray and it's kind of wet. Not always. Sometimes it's breathtaking. But if you're used to that juicy, warmer, can be outside or there's not a lot of weather issues, it might be a bit of a challenge. I'm actually seeing some kind of third option showing up for you. It's almost like, so when we talk about thought looping, it's got, like, you've got your niece record, and then you've got son A record, and then you've got son B record, and you're just kind of like playing these grooves, like, which one is my favorite record? And it feels like there's something different that's just, it hasn't shown up yet. And I feel like it's more like being in some kind of a small community or setting yourself up in some kind of place where there's support, but it doesn't have to be dependent on relatives in this way or in the way that you were thinking.
Yeah, I have been visiting senior communities, and you know, where you can do independent living, but they, as you need help, they are there. My mother lived in one. She was very happy there. So that's probably where I will end up. But even if I am there, I'd still like to be close to family of some sort.
Yeah. I think that you can have everything you're looking for. I think it would be interesting to take those three records off your turntable and just say, universe, show me what's really going to happen. Because the universe is always listening to your heart, and your heart doesn't want any of these three records, actually. It wants something different. It's just that these are like, so we were talking earlier about these are the rational thoughts or the linear thoughts or the way we're told it should be. So just, I don't know, just take these records off your playlist and just ask the universe to show you something different and see what starts to happen. I do think it's this kind of community, but I don't think it's community like your mother lived in. I think it's, I think you're heading for something that's quite a bit more creative and spiritual. It's not a mainstream place where you're heading. So look for something that's going to resonate with who you really are. You're sort of done in your life with trying to fit into other people's ideas. So, So letting that be like I want to go someplace that I can be fully myself. Universe, show me where that place is, and then just kind of watch as it unfolds. What's your timing?
I figure I can stay where I am for 3 years or at least.
I'm actually seeing as you.
There's no rush.
Yeah, I'm actually seeing that as you begin to explore these kind of new ideas, it's actually next year. It's like it's so much more fun and so much more interesting than you sort of where you are now. You're like, why would I wait? I just want to go do that now. So be open to the idea that you don't need to stay where you are. You don't need to stay where you are at this point. So, I think the idea too is, you know, you're 79, but you have a lot of experiences left, and sort of you can trust the universe the way you did. I don't know. You know, when you're in your 40s and everything changes, it's like you can trust that the universe is still communicating with us and still leading us at no matter what age we are. You know, it just doesn't matter.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So just sort of don't put some arbitrary like, oh, I'm 80. Just live your life as you desire to, and that will be where you're met the most. So good.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, Gina. Yeah. So just let those three records go and see what other record shows up. And I think that you'll like that a lot better. So anyway,
well,
thank you, Gina.
Exciting to anticipate. So
yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. It is Free Readings Tuesday. You can call in. Lines are open right now. 844-390-8255. 844-390-8255. And again, lines are open, so it's a great time to call in. I think that Gina's example was really interesting, because we get so set on, I want to change, and I'm going to do A or B or C. And the universe is like, what are you talking? Why do you have these thought loops going about this is what's going to happen when I do A, or this is what's going to happen with B or C? And the universe just laughing like, what are you talking about? That's not even what we're preparing for you. Why are you wasting your thought energy on that when that is not even the reality that's coming to pass? What is good to know is that when you do see this thought looping start to happen, that means that you are trying to solve a problem, or you're feeling the call of flow to take you to a new place. And so instead of trying to use rational mind or linear mind or even even emotional mind to try and figure something out, it's a great time to just relax, notice the thought loops that come in, these vestiges of the story that we actually don't need to be reading, and just kind of notice what's actually happening. What's actually happening? I wanted to tell you again, Free Readings Tuesday, lines are fully open. If you call in now, you're going to get a space, 844-390-8255, 844-390-8255. I wanted to speak to you a little bit about this idea of what it feels like to be working on getting guidance from this place of letting go of the thought loops. And it's not that you allow yourself to have no thought. It's not that you're not thinking or that you're not present. What it actually is that some people might call you're placing your beingness in the field, and you're existing outside of the mental capacity, and you're existing more from the soul perspective. And so as soul, you're going to be not paying attention to the story of dominant culture. You're not going to be paying attention to the story that you were raised with. You're going to be paying attention to what is. And so what does that feel like? This is from Messages from the Divine Everyday Enlightenment, Lesson 20. Here's this funny thing. When you start waking up, when you start becoming conscious, it's confusing. You keep getting pulled back and forth between your regular self with all these distractions and feelings and ups and downs, so these thought loops, and your soul self, which is beginning to show you how to live in bliss. You keep moving from regular life, again, with all the drama and feelings that arrive there, and soul life, which is a steady infusion of pure love, peace, and calm. So you're getting a taste of what's there, but you also keep getting yanked back into earth life. So an example might be of this. You're in this beautiful meditation, and then your brain brings you back into a thought loop, or you're having this beautiful bike ride or walk or other kind of movement experience, and you're just completely connected to everything, and then boom, the thought loop comes in again. You keep getting back into earth life, or you're totally blissing out, you're totally in your own thing, and then a person, you know, a family member or a friend or just somebody yanks you back into the story, and you're like, I don't really even accept the story. Why am I still a piece of it? So you're getting a taste of what's there, of what is, but you also keep getting yanked back into earth life. This can be one of the most frustrating times, this passage where you can see the bliss, taste it, know it, and yet you can't sustain it all the time. Like, you know what it feels like to be out of the story. You know what it feels like to be in your true soul self, but you can't maintain that all the time. It's okay. Most of us, well, pretty much nobody can. And yet, little by little, over weeks or months or years, something begins to shift. You begin to taste bliss, nirvana, love, peace, whatever you want to call enlightenment. You begin to experience it more often. So these writings were channeled, and so I'm always very careful when I'm channeling to use the exact word that's coming through. And I find it's interesting, this word enlightenment. That's not a word I probably would have used. I probably would have used this sense of what is, or this sense of being in nowness, but they're saying enlightenment, bliss, nirvana, love, peace, whatever you want to call enlightenment. You begin to experience it more often, and then out of nowhere, on an ordinary day, everything suddenly becomes extraordinary. You get out of bed, and instead of the, quote, normal crankiness as you move from sleep into moving about, you sip your cup of coffee or your tea or your water, and you just feel incredible, as if your whole self has just become fully present and fully expanded. You step into the shower and you can't believe how amazing it is. You drive your kids to school, if you have kids, aware how exquisitely beautiful this day is, this moment, as they chatter and laugh in the back seat. Or you're at a work meeting or a Zoom meeting, listening to information that isn't interesting or enjoyable to you, and suddenly you find yourself infused, washed, bathed in waves of happiness. You find yourself soaring into bliss state right in the middle of a work meeting. You're doing the dishes after dinner, a task you don't usually enjoy, and out of nowhere you are overcome by the sheer beauty of doing the dishes. It makes no sense. It makes all the sense in the world. You stand there doing the dishes, letting the waves of amazingness crash through you. These moments of knowing the extraordinary within the ordinary, they start to happen more and more. They snowball. You begin to open. You begin to feel amazed. You begin to feel as if every little thing is connected, has meaning, is beautiful. And the more you allow yourself this feeling, the more you receive of this feeling. Every moment becomes a miracle. And you, fully present to this shift, get to experience it all. So, how do we get there? We're going to do that in just a moment. We can still do free readings Tuesday, 844-390-8255. 844-390-8255. How do we get to this place of living from soul instead of existing in our mind? How do we get to this place of being in what is, as opposed to tracking on the story of dominant culture? It's a decision. That's really where we're at. You can do all the yoga and all the breath work and all the meditation and all the ecstatic dance and all the plant-based eating and all the aromatherapy, all the things, right, that we do to make ourselves calmer and more connected. You can do all those things. And if you come out of, say, yoga class where you had this beautiful yoga and then you had this beautiful meditation and then you come out, boom, you go right back into your thought loops, those five or six records you're just always playing. You're not really expanding past that story. You can do all the plant-based eating, which is fantastic, but you can do all the plant-based eating, but if your mind is stuck in these grooves of thought loops, you're not really going anywhere. You're kind of spinning your wheels. So how do we get there? First of all, it's really good to identify what your thought loops are. So let's just take a moment and just close your eyes. And I just want you to ask yourself, like, what do I normally think about all the time? It's probably pretty different than what you were thinking about a couple years ago, but like, just let yourself settle into what are my thoughts that I often think about? And then if you have a way to write something down right now, just go ahead and what are the things I think about? Okay, so these are the records. And let's track a little bit on, let's take that first record. Let's say you've got four that came up right away for you. Wow, what's that first record that you're playing? My worry is, I'm thinking about, I'm concerned about, oh my goodness, what about? So right for that first record, okay, just write that down. We're not even going to say, like, is this true or is this not true? We'll just say, what's the first record? First record is this subject, and here's what the song is. Write that down. Back into meditation. Okay, what's the second thought loop? What's the second record? And what's that worry? And write that down. You've got two thought loops written down now. You know what they are. You've kind of taken a listen to what that song is that's continually playing. And we have two more. And let's go with that third one. What's that thought loop? What's the subject area? And write down. Okay, so now we've got three record grooves, thought loops written down. We've expanded a little bit. And I'm sure you're probably finding as you write these worries or these thought loops down, mostly they're just untrue. We're not going to even go there yet because it's almost like as if by writing them down, you recognize that they're ridiculous. So that's fine. And then we'll do the fourth one. And we've got that down. So as you are going about your week, this week, these are the four records you mostly pull up. I would love for you to just, you know, as it starts, just doing our thing. Oh, there it is. And recognize, oh yeah, that's my record that I play about this person, or that's my record that I play about this worry. And I want you to just deliberately, when you see yourself going into that thought loop, you're like, oh, that's one of my top four. I just want you to just go into your body and just, you know, the Buddhist way of, you know, you just sense, I sense my water bottle, I sense my book, I sense the pen, I sense my body, I sense my hair, I here I am in the room. And distract yourself to something else. Just distract yourself. It's really good to put some kind of movement into the body at this point, if you're able. If you're not in a place you can do that, just turn your attention to something else. Turn your attention to something else. And turn your attention to that other thing until the thought loop sort of fizzles out. One of the beautiful things about thought loops is that, you know, they don't really have form. They just come up when we pull them up. So if we're not pulling them up, they're not really going to exist for us. And just begin to try this practice and see how it sort of orients you to stopping those thought loops. We're not resisting. We're just noticing, here it is. And I'm going to look at my water bottle and look at every little detail about the water bottle, or I'm going to look at my book and notice that, and we're just going to distract and let that groove be interrupted. We're going to disrupt the groove. We're going to let something else happen. We're going to let the universe come in and provide us with some new ideas or some new ways of being. All right, I'm going to do one last call for free readings Tuesday, 844-390-8255. If you call in the next moment or so, we'll take it. Otherwise, we're going to wrap the show in just a second. So 844-390-8255. Would love to chat with you if that's of interest to you today. I wanted to respond in terms of housekeeping, what we're working on now. So early bird signups are open for Intuition University Winter 2022. And I always try and open registration immediately after the, we're just in the middle of fall right now. So those of you guys, a lot of people, even though I send out like a million notices, somehow it doesn't really connect with people. And they're always like, wait, you sold out? What? So here's your warning, early registration's open. And then for those of you guys who like the self-study courses, I think we're working on the mediumship project. We're also working on the Psychic Clairs project, and the manifesting project are the ones that are really quite active right now. So check those out. Okay, looks like we have a last caller in. Eve, welcome to the program.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Very good.
I was going to not call, but because I don't have anything pressing, but I was something that came up this morning in a kind of a meditation that you actually taught us, was that, like, I sort of know, but I wonder if you could kind of clarify it a little bit, the difference between, so when I go into getting my own information from a guide, or what the guide I created, or some information that's not necessarily not from me, but from a higher source, how do I, sometimes I wonder, like, am I getting this information from my intentions, from what I desire, or is it just something that, bam, you know, it's from another source, and it's clear, and it's right? Mm-hmm. Somehow I don't know. And sometimes when it happens, it's like, oh yeah, it came out of the blue and it felt right. But sometimes I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I wonder what you think
that's
about
like,
that.
That's a perfect, perfect and interesting question. So it's actually both. So So, you know, you and I are one, we're part of oneness. So we are, it's not just that we're interconnected with the guides, or we cross into another dimension and we can connect with the guides. It's actually that we're one with everything. The guides are one with everything. So there's actually not separation between us. In the same way, like what our heart wants and what the universe is trying to create for us, that's also oneness. It's also the same. So when you go into these other realms, I never see that I can create anything. I can't create a vision that I want to see. What we can do is we go into the field and we discover what's already there. So you go into the field and you meet with a guide, and the guide shows you what's already forming, should you choose to have that choice. And you don't really create the guides. The guides actually, like sometimes we talk about the guides, you know, wearing a different outfit or as a way of communication. The guides are really spirit form, and they garb themselves just to like assist us in tracking, like there's a guide. The guides are really formless. They don't have bodies like humans. So we don't create the guides. The guides help us by showing their physicality in a way that we can relate to. But I don't ever, I don't really try and differentiate between what I think I want and what I'm being shown. I just trust that if I go into the field and I let go of the story of the dominant culture, and I let go of the misbeliefs that I've held, and I just look at what I'm being shown, that's going to give me the correct answers. So in your situation, like I would say, like you've been working through a huge amount of pain lately, and you've had a couple of like these thought loops going on, like maybe about family or about the past or some other things. And so those things might be clouding your ability to get into the field. But if you just drop the thought loop, like say about family, and you just kind of like let that go for a while, like, okay, thought loop, family, I'll come back to you later. I'm not going to do that particular worry anymore. And then just kind of notice what's actually taking shape around you. That could be really an interesting way to sort of get through that uncertainty of what you're receiving is real or not.
Yeah, I actually recently, I mean, I've been doing that because something else happened and I was able to release and feel better. And I got some information, like I got an image where there's a cat. I don't know if you want to hear this right now, but you could tell me if not. There was a cat. There's a neighborhood cat. And she goes around. Sometimes she's friendly. Sometimes, like, she was yelling at me the other day. She was like, wah, wah. She was like, you know, I said, hello, how are you? And she was just looking at me, you know, kind of like mad or something. And she just, you know, meowed really. You know, and I laughed, but then later in my meditation, the image, I connected that, like, she was just pissed off at something. You know, it wasn't about me. I'm not a bad person. I'm not mean to her. And that was the same thing. I got an image of how I felt, how other people sometimes react to me. It's not about me. It's them. So it was like, oh yeah, that's what it is. I got a real good connection. And I think I was able to, because you're right, I was really stuck. I could, and I felt, oh yes, thank you, universe. I felt it right. And one, I was in the pain and you know, intensity of some issues. It was harder to get that information. And so I was trying to get information, and I was thinking, am I imposing my desire, you know, on what I got? And it didn't right. feel as clear as what I got this morning.
Right. So I want to speak a little bit about, so when we have these really deep pain loops from the past, like everybody does, like maybe we've got mm-hmm. trauma from, I don't know, this isn't you, but just like what most people have, abuse, addiction, abandonment. I can't remember the rest, but all the really horrible things, mm-hmm. right, that like we're in pain yeah. for forever. And so those are these really common thought loops, like they're comfortable. I think we maybe have been talking about this a little in our class too, like it's so comfortable to go back into our pain groove, you know, like especially mm-hmm. if it's way back from childhood, to go back into that story about ourselves. And we haven't been children for, you know, at least 25 years. Right, so no, I'm just joking.
Right.
But like it's so easy to just go back into those early learned thought loops because we're so comfortable with them. So dropping those stories too, like making sure like, wow, is this like where I used to live when I was a kid because of, you know, whatever stuff happened to me? Wow. It's painful, but it's so comfortable. And I don't want to live there anymore. So just dropping right. off you know, the layers. Go ahead.
I just want to say that I came in late today, but that exercise on thought loops was so wonderful and perfect. So yes, I hear that.
Yeah, well, I did it for myself too. I always do everything that everybody's doing and I thought it was really useful also. Well, Eve, thank you. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. And I think you're completely moving through so much stuff so quickly. So thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Eve brings up really good points. It is, I kind of said a mouthful to her too, but it is definitely hard to figure out when you're first starting or even after a long time of navigating the other realms, what's coming up from my mind, what's coming from my soul. And some people say, oh, it's just, you know, what feels like love, that's your soul. But actually, I don't feel it that way. I feel it's like what's expanded. But it just takes some kind of practice. You're just sort of navigating through this haziness that you're getting used to. And over time, with more discernment, like that's a thought. This is guidance. That's a thought. This is guidance. And you start to make your way and it becomes easier and easier. The path becomes more clear every time you practice. Everybody, I'm going to wrap up today's show. Thank you for listening. You can find me weekly on Ask Sarah. We have free readings Tuesday, every Tuesday. And invite you to check out the website. So many free resources, free divine astrology, free intuitology, and so many archives of podcasts and teachings for you, all there free at sarahweisman.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.
Want more of Ask Sarah with Sarah Weisman? Tune in weekly for more divine teachings on living a soul-led life. Want Sarah's books, courses, and free gifts? Visit sarahweisman.com. Shanti.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.